Check, mic, check.
Keep checking.
Check it out.
Thank you. Howdy, folks. And welcome to a little midweek update from Shannon and Craig. So, how was your weekend? Craig is here.
I am here.
He's just sitting quietly.
I was admiring you.
Oh.
You know, your professionalism towards podcasting.
Why, thank you.
No problem. Yeah, midweek update. Very exciting. We have dubbed June. What did we dub it? I forgot.
Earth Month. It's a made-up thing that we just made up because we found there's somewhat of a theme of the events that we have planned to do for the podcast. And
yeah,
you couldn't pick a more general term than Earth. I mean,
but it's all about the love. Exploring
the natures. Yeah, so disc golf. I'm still trying to break that old F word habit. Disc golf was pretty earthy and naturey,
right?
And
you hit many trees.
Yeah, I was one with the earth.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so then the next earthbound thing coming up, earth-related thing.
Are we going to talk about it now, like what we're doing?
Or should we just leave it? There are many more earthly pleasures.
There's so many pleasures about the earth.
Coming up.
Yeah. Well, one is your ultra, which is in the woods. So you'll be doing that.
Yep.
And that's in June.
Running a lot in June through the woods.
Yep. We also have the Gilsum Rock Swap, Gilsum, New Hampshire.
Which is literally people appreciating and exchanging pieces of earth.
Right.
Technically.
Yep. And then we have this week's episode, which is exploring the geography of the earth.
And it's a word I can't pronounce.
Yes, we're going to go geocaching.
I just want to call it geocaching, but
yeah. We are basically going on an earth scavenger hunt for boxes and trinkets using GPS coordinates.
Say no more.
Okay.
I think we're entering spoiler territory.
That's true.
Yeah, so as you can see, the theme, earth. Really pretty earthy there. So, we didn't do anything this weekend and didn't see each other. How was your weekend, sir?
I was busy and I ended up being in a plane, which I didn't expect to have happen, which was great. And I actually texted you and I said, I'm flying over your house right now.
Yeah. So, you were busy.
Mm-hmm.
Usually that means, like, I'm busy doing boring stuff, but somehow it resulted with you in a plane flying all over our region. So, congratulations on that. I did not fare so well. Oh.
Yeah. I was like,
it's allergy time, so there's just going to be sniffles.
So raspy right now.
It's rough, folks. It's rough where we are.
I can't even, like, see out of my eyes. They're so puffy.
And there's just, like, floaty allergens, like, sweeping through the sky at all times.
I hate the earth. It's the worst. Yeah. Oh yeah. So I pictured you just kind of like being on your couch, just like hanging out and just like getting that text and being like, huh. Like just being like, all right, he's flying above my house.
It wasn't really that surprising to me because I knew that you were somewhat near an airport. Yeah. And so, I mean, why wouldn't you end up in an airplane? Right. I suppose.
The story was, I was doing some artwork and near the airport, and a guy who I met probably for 2 minutes beforehand came up to me and said, what are you doing? I said, I'm working. He's like, oh, great. You want to go on an airplane? And I said, yeah. Like, that's how people end up missing. But I said yes.
I think you made the right choice.
Oh, I definitely made the right choice. So that was fun.
Very cool.
And how was your weekend? Yeah, like what happened there?
I went out on my deck to try to see if I could spot your plane.
You did? You actually were like, whoa!
I didn't move that quickly.
Oh.
But I did. I think I saw the trails of the airplane, possibly. So that was cool.
Yeah.
My weekend was full of boring accomplishments, which sometimes you just have to have a weekend like that.
Yeah.
Of hanging tile. Mostly.
Mm.
Of picking up sticks that fell all over your yard from, like, crazy hurricane-ish windstorm situations.
Right.
Yeah. Satisfying, yet boring.
Did you end up buying the saw? Or renting the saw?
No. I decided not to cut any tiles, and I just hung all of the tile that doesn't need to be cut.
Ah, right on.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
So we're almost done hanging tile. I'm very sorry that my weekend update is so terribly boring.
You did life stuff.
Food shopping, meal planning for the week.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We're the most exciting people in the world.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, you rode in an airplane. You've got that.
It's true. I don't know. I got nothing else. What's that else going on? What else? Oh, we do have an update. We have an update.
Oh, we do?
We have to tell them about our terrible sober karaoke episode. And the fact that...
Oh.
We experienced everything that you wanted us to experience and all that good fun stuff. There's a quality issue that Shannon and I frequently run into when we record these. And it was... Not there.
It's an echoey echo.
Yeah.
Echo.
Echo.
Yes.
Echo. That reminds me that I was watching The Wiggles this weekend.
Oh no.
And there was an echo song, and it was just, it looks, the guy who did it looks like Dennis Reynolds, and it was weird, man.
Aren't The Wiggles a little bit creepy?
No. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, it's a kid's show.
They're like adult men in colorful turtlenecks singing to children.
Right, but there's a girl. There's a girl now.
Okay, I think people in turtlenecks singing to children is not really my scene.
Yeah, it's kind of my scene.
I'm glad that you enjoyed it and learned about echoes.
Echoes.
Yeah, so we can't. I mean, our sound quality is probably not the greatest as is, but. Sometimes we record and it's crazy echoes, so.
So we might give it another chance, go out and experience it again, even though we've had some firsthand experience, and then record it again. But it's hard to capture that magic. That's happening right now, actually.
Yeah, totally. It's like catching lightning in a jar or something like that.
Yeah, it's wild. What is that?
I mean, thanks for listening to us, folks. This is what we're like when we both have, like, allergy heads.
Mm-hmm.
And not very exciting weekends to talk about. But, you know, it's Earth Month. It's June. Yeah. There's a lot coming up, so.
It's true. Stay tuned and get in touch with your Earth.
Yeah. Month. All right. Since Craig and I declared the month of June...
Earth month.
Number one, I just realized it's not even June, so it's sort of like a May, June, Earth months. Secondly, this is a sort of Earth-related Kanye quote for you. They say your attitude determines your latitude.
Mm-hmm.
That's Kanye West, folks.